Therapeutic humor is the study of humor, and it's evidence-based research that has shown that humor can heal you or is good for you. Much like good nutrition is good for the body, getting exercise is good for the body, and we know to do that intentionally, but many of us just wait for laughter to happen accidentally.
Now, what you do for a living, you're a caricature artist. You use humor on a regular basis, don't you, to sort of get people relaxed as to what you're doing and their trepidation, what they're going to turn out to look like?
When people sit in my chair, it is awkward for both of us. And it's difficult to draw people when they're uncomfortable. So I found that to relax them, it helped to make them see funny or think of something funny. So the first thing I would do would be, tell me your favorite animal, tell me your favorite place, your vacation, what happened funny to you. And of course, when you're drawing people, there's always the peanut gallery behind you willing to roast the person in the chair. So I don't have to be funny. And some people have different ways of being funny, or their sense of humor may not be my sense of humor.
What drew you to this? I mean, this, now you're on the path to become
a... That's a pun, right?
Right. True. What led you to this path where you're on track to become a certified humor professional? You've already been certified, but what's drawn you to this track? I see some of the books you have there. There is documented proof that humor can help make people better.
There is evidence-based research that humor is very good for your health. It can help with pain management. It helps people with diabetes. It helps with circulation. For those people who aren't ambulatory, laughter will help exercise and put more oxygen. And more oxygen throughout the bloodstream means less inflammation. There are so many resources to go to that will show current research. I am not a medical professional. I don't claim to be. But for me, it's intriguing to find that what I have been doing for 25 years has therapeutic value, in addition to great entertainment.
We're talking with Kyle Edgell, a caricature artist from Roanoke. Is this something, Kyle, that medical professionals, healthcare professionals are embracing now, where they're maybe going to seminars or reading books or something, about incorporating more humor into their bedside manner, let's say?
I think it's out there. It's getting out there on YouTube. Mary Kay Morrison wrote a textbook called Using Humor to Maximize Living. That's where I'm getting my certification, through the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor, AATH.org. They have tremendous resources on their site for medical professionals, in addition to those just in entertainment, as to the value of humor.
I was reading in a release you sent out that you want to, quote, build awareness of the power of humor to enrich the quality of life for those who are stressed or facing health challenges. So this is something that you've seen work.
Yes. You asked me earlier how I started, and I've been drawing caricatures in the Roanoke area since 1990. And over the years, I've developed my funny bone, much as somebody develops good muscles if they exercise a lot. I didn't start out with confidence and bursting into a room with big hats and drawing people. I can sing at the drop of a hat. I can play flute. But when I started at the Rescue Mission of Roanoke, I worked on their development team, and they did events. And I started noticing that in working with the folks there in recovery and being part of that ministry, that humor had a great effect on people. And when I do tours on Mondays, I find that people recognize me. They come in and they would remember an encounter I had with them 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Humor will lock things in your memory that are very important.